in Parshas Bavruch HaKosai, there's the Yinyanim of Shemitah, Yovel, and so on. In the Yinyanim of Shemitah and Yovel, you know, as the Teichen of the Mitzvah, there are two Nekudas that are kind of interplay in what the Inyan of Shemitah Yovel is. On one hand, there's an Inyan of, I guess, Emuna Bitochen, that knowing that everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on and so forth, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'chitoyu Manoichal, the Shana Shvi'is, and so on. So there's an Inyan of the person himself being Bateach and understanding everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there's a second Inyan, which is a Tztokedik Inyan. It says that in this year it should be for the Behema, for the Chaya, and it interplays with the getter of Das Bihefkel HaKoyl and so on. There's a sort of an element over here of a Tztokedik Inyan. And there are Sukkim and Chazal in both ways, whether the Iker is the Tztokedik Inyan or the Iker is the Bitoch Nemun Inyan. But Ersheloyeh, the both Inyanim exist. And Pashtus, they're both together, one Inyan. It says, Voyse Shabbos Oros Lechem Le'ochlo, Lechol La'abdu Chol HaMasech, L'Schir Chol Sashof HaGoyim Imach, V'em Tere Chaya Shev Oretz. There are Mashmos in both of them. So Bal Korcho, both Inyanim are Yenik from the same Sheresh. Both Inyanim come from the same Inyan, and we try to understand it. There's a Safra over here, the Teres Kranim. He says like this. He says, "V'ha'aretz le'simachal itzmisus." You can't say it's all forever. Kili ha'aretz, it's Yisrael belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki geirim v'seishavim atem imodim. You are geirim v'seishavim. So the Tarskanim says, "V'ha'aretz itzmisus lehultanis," which means hultanis. It means completely. Kili ha'aretz altera einecha ba. You shouldn't have feel bad about it. The fact that you can't buy it forever, you have to give it back, because it's not really yours. Ki geirim v'teishav matem. Al tasu atzmechem ika. Don't make yourself into ika. V'chein o'yme ki geirim anach v'chanecha v'teishav v'chal v'seinu. V'chein David o'yme ki geirim anach imach toishav v'chal avoysay. Atem imodi. It's again going on the pasuk. So the Sifri says that if you'll be to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you'll get to be in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning that in as much as Klal Yisrael keep Shemitah and Yovel and so on, that's a schus to Kashmir stays in Eretz Yisrael. But the Chazal is darshan, the Tarskanim is darshan here something. That the bottom line is atem imodi ki geir v'teishav atem imodi ki ilu when you're a geir v'teishav imodi then it is shalachem. So if it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's shalachem, if not, not. I try to understand the teichen of the paradox. Why don't you just say it's not yours? If somebody comes along and gives me a chayfet, he lends me a chayfet, I can use the car for a day. So when I give it back, if I'm a Tan Moyach, so very sad, I lost the car. And from a little bit about that, they say, you only have the car for a day, so fine. But the Chazal are saying that's not the end of the Pasuk. If we just say, listen, belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you for 50 years, that's that. The Pasuk, it says, if you do it, then you'll have it. It's like saying, if you give it back to the other person, then I'll let you keep it forever. There's a stira there. Somewhere along the line, there's a paradox. What does it mean if it goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it will be yours? The Rambam, in the famous Rambam, Shemitah and Yovel, that we mentioned a few times, so the Rambam at the end of Zroim, he says, why Shevet Levi wasn't Zeicher in Achel Kenneth Yisrael, or with Bizet and Echav, if they shall hove the Labad as Hashem, the Shorsa, the Lohir Strachov, and so on, Lefiko hove the Lomidaka Olam, and they're not Zeicher, Latzim, Koyach Gufam, and that's why it says Baruch Hashem Cheloi, and so on. V'hu Baruch Hu Zeichalem Shneim Ani Chalkem Nachlasecha. Then he says not only Shevet Levi, but anyone that's not Veruchai, Lamet Hashem Ashos L'Avdai, V'Holach Yoshek Meshos L'Kim, and so on and so forth. Harizin is Kaddish Kaddish Kadoshim, Via Shem Chelkoi, Benachlosi Loyal Molam Alamim, Viyiskeloi, or Yizakeloi, Boilam Hazer, Dova Maspikloi, Kemoisha Zochel Karnal Levium. So Lemaisa, basically the bottom line is Trumas of Maisvis. The halacha is telling us that a person who's menadif HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is mitzias, his time and so on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him something like Trumas HaMaisvis that a kohen gets. The Rambam should have been in the end of Trumas HaMaisvis. It's not a terrible, terrible kasha, because the Rambam HaMaisvis saves the Rechal Din Yonim of the Musa, he saves for the end of a sefer, this is the end of Zroim. But L'chur, from Shemitah Yevil itself, he could have bought a raya that you see all of Klai Yisrael for three years, depending on Yevil or Shemitah, they weren't Zereya, they weren't Kaitse, and still they had what to eat. So don't worry, you'll have what to eat. The Rambam doesn't say it that way. The Rambam says it specifically does Kahanim Leviim, and specifically, Trumas HaMaisvis is what he's alluding to, Kemoisha Zochel Kahanim Leviim, which is Trumas HaMaisvis. So it should have been a Trumas HaMaisvis, and Midrash Gisef, it's the end of Shemitah Yevil, he doesn't allude to the Midas Bitochen. If someone were to ask us, where does it say Bitochen the Torah? Vim Torah Manoichal. That's the parasha of Bitochen. So the Rambam is holding there in Shemitah Yevil, doesn't say, just like Kaisel survived a few dozen Shemitah Yevil and none the worse for the wear, and they were, and they had what to eat. The same thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mezakeh, whoever's Batech Hashem. Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam alludes specifically to Karm Levim, which is not Minyan Shemitah, it's Minyan Trumas HaMaisvis, and specifically mentions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mezakim something like Karm Levim. So the Rambam is not darshaning the place where he's holding at, and he is darshaning the Inyan, which is someplace else, of Trumas HaMaisvis. There's another Nekuda. There's a guy in here, it says like this. It says by Yevlis, it says that the end of the Yevlis, it says, across him drawer by Eretz Achol Yeshvera, Yevli tia lechem, shatmi shabuzos, visham fachte teshuvu. So Chazal say that drawer is like a tzipa drawer, and it says, across him drawer, it says, The Gemara says, Rashi brings Omer Yudah Mailosh and Dror, Kidamidaira Bei Daira, like somebody who lives temporarily, I guess. And it says that he's brings Schera all places. So and Rashi says like a Seicha, the Gemara is very strange, Kidamidaira Bei Daira, and a Seicha that travels to all places. So the Goyen says two things. First of all, the Lashon, like, how does Schere come into here? So the Goyen tells Sudar v'Secharis in the Megillah, that the diary and Mischar. But the Goyen says a strange mussel. The Goyen says there are two types of people that live for free. And normally, there's no such thing as a free lunch. But either you have cousins and friends, and that's a free lunch. The guy comes for lunch, he's a friend of yours, he's a cousin of yours, you put him up. Or a businessman who travels from place to place when he sells goods, the normal minig is that the kohener treats him to lunch. The peddler that comes around, he gets a cup of coffee. That's the tushto. So first of all, two mishalim, the guy picked out two inyanim where you get a free lunch. Either the person is a friend or relative, or somebody who's selling stuff. It has to be, we're talking about a classification. I can think of other mishalim. The guy obviously is putting down two mahalchim in things that are for free, and I assume that the hadgosh in the pasuk is dafke kiremidayri beidayri, and like some of the schirah, the krosim drawer for the avodim has to be like the seicha. What are we talking about here? What does it mean exactly that he gets the freedom like a seicha, and that's where and that's what he eats? try and understand what the goy means over here. So let's take a look. Let's be misplaying a little bit on the inyan of bitachon, which is the backbone of it, and understand it in a different way. The normal mahalach of bitachon is that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quote unquote, promised that he's going to give us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zonim and Finus Kalabrius, and he intends to do that. And Bemela, if we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do it, and we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's true, we should automatically feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us. That's basically the Mahalach HaBitachon that, as understood, Pashut. The truth is, it's a much deeper mahalach than that. It's a mahalach, it's a shayla and a whole tsugang. And that's the nekuda that I want to speak about. There's a stira in there's a mishnah on bitachon specifically in Talmud Torah. In other words, on bitachon itself, there is no special mishnah except for Pirkei Avos, which deals with midas. There's no halacha and hilchos bitachon that a mishnah could talk about. One place there is, there's a chayla, it says chayev, a father's chayev to belamed is my umnis. On that, Reb Neroy says, the only umnis I'll teach him is Taira. And on that, the Mishnah says, meyomai l'reisi, Svi Sabol, a Shuol, and a Zev, doing different work. If they who are born to serve me get a free meal, certainly I should be getting a free meal, except that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, except that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Maisai, and therefore I lost out. So the only place, Bitochen Stam is not a din. It's not a din in the sense that it has no halachic expression. Whereas Bitochen in Talmud Torah, and or the way the Rambam says, Lamay Dasharas Hashem, does have halachic expression. So you have the mahalach of bitachin as regards someone who's sitting and learning or someone who's also kula v'ris Hashem has a halachic mitzias. It's a machloikas. Is Torah an umnis or not, that teaching him is called giving an umnis? And on that, Chazal is said what they said. So let's try to understand that Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Bemis, I never saw a fox or a lion or a deer having to do any manual work. I never saw them acting as harvesting a field. I never saw them delivering stuff. So Ella, I was Hareses Maisai. So the Mashmos in Chazal is Ki'ilu, that if the person was not, had we not sinned, we'd not have to do anything. We'd get everything on a platter. Like Chazal say that the Malach HaShoros would certainly Basar and Yain and so on and so forth. There are two problems with that. First of all, the Seichel rebels against it. Not doing anything is not something that a person really wants to do. If I tell a person, you know, you could have a quarter of an hour rest now, or you could lay down for an hour, a person welcomes it. A week's vacation, a person welcomes. But if I tell a person, here is a trust fund, and you can sit and do absolutely nothing for the rest of your life, or better said, the condition for getting the trust fund is that you do absolutely nothing for the rest of your life. Any bar das would reject it very, very soon after the offer is made. A person wants to do something. So the idea that if we wouldn't have been chayter, then we would do nothing is an idea that we rebel against. Seichel is not mekabelit, that to say that a person without, before the chet of the Marishan, he was destined to do nothing. Besides Seichel, it's a pasuk. It says that Kadosh Baruch Hu put him la'avdo l'shamra, he put him into the gan to take care of it. It's called avoda and it's called shmira. So what does it mean that the person could have done nothing? Kadosh Baruch Hu put him in this world to work. Allah Abdul Shamra, Adam Lamal Yulad, V'chayna V'chayna. So the Havana of the stira between the Mishnah and Kedushin that says that, that had a person not been choyte, the person would have been destined to be like the tzvi, where he doesn't have to do work. And the pasuk love the shamra, there's a havana of it in a din in trumas and maisis. The halacha is that a kohen that helps out, that's messiah beis agronis, is you can't give him truma, and it's called v'shichasem v'shichatem bris alevi, that you destroyed the bris of Levi. So if somebody, you can't, the person can't go to Kohen and say, listen, or the Kohen can't go and offer to the Bailam, I'll work a few hours for you helping you harvest, and the Trumas are my, I have an exclusive on the Trumas. So the Pasuk Pshat is, there's something about it, it's Kilu Nat Yashrus, most Rishonim learn that it's Rabbana Degetai Palacha, it's corrupt, there's something wrong with it. The Ritva says a Pshat that's a much more Me'ikar Adin Degetai Pshat. He says, because the Torah said, Chelev avoidaschem, v'loi chelev melachtechem. That's the Ritva in Kedushin. That it Shuma has to be chelev avoida and not chelev melacha. What is it? I mean, I guess the Pashta Pshat in the Ritva is that avoida is what Kahanim do, basically it's called avoida, and melacha b'derech klal is sheshem tasem melachtecha. Just meaning that mundane work, secular work. But there's an akuda here, the Ritva splits chelef melacha from chelef avoda. So let's understand the Ritva, and that carries in itself the key for understanding the other inyanim. The difference between avoda and melacha is creative work. And that's why on Shabbos, it has to be melacha dafka. Melechas ha-mishkan, melechas machsheves. Melacha is a type of work where a person has an image, or muscle, of the table that he's going to carve out. He's a craftsman. He thought of the table. He carves out the table to fit the image. That's melacha. Melacha is creative work. And it's work where you set the goal. Melechas machsheves is what the Torah asked, and melechas machsheves includes basically, in a rough way, that the goals and reasons for the work you determine. If somebody does something accidentally, if somebody does something for a different tachlis than what the Torah had in mind, and so on, it's lacking in a general sense of melechas machsheves. Those are the inyanim that are under that broad category. Avoda means I do work for a tachlis that someone else determines. We've said many times, an eved is someone who works for goals that someone else set. So eved includes the work component in the sense of physical expenditure of energy. The person is basically just a machine for expending energy. That's eved, and that's avoda. So a sada is usually called avoda because it's kind of boring, routine, just keep on plowing. Melacha is usually a craft, and it means you determine the tachlis, the goal, the tsura, and so on. That means avoda melacha. A person definitely was created to do something in the world. Without that, there's no purpose to his creation. There are two types of setups of there are two types of work. There is a work where a person sets his own goals and fills them. That's melacha. There's a second possibility where a person is working for someone else. The work goes to the boss, and the boss pays him the salary. If he's not a part in the business and he worked all week long chopping wood, at the end of the week, the boss can tell me, you know, sales were disappointing, and we haven't been able to get the wood out. He worked, he gets paid for it. That's the difference between avdus and melacha. A person comes into this world with two mahalachim vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's one mahalach where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adon Kol Olam. and a person was created la'avdo l'shamra, a person was created to harness his shoulders to avodas Hashem, and that's one mahalach. And the second mahalach is a person cuts himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, creates his own goals, and tries to fulfill his own needs. Those are two mahalachim of a person, what we'd call generically working this world, but specifically it's two different worlds. Before the chet of Adam Arishin, where Adam was kulei davik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was la'avdo l'shamra, his avoda was avoda. And that's why it's called avoda. It's tachlis, and its parameters were determined by Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the person harnessed himself to the way an ox would harness himself to a plowshare of a balabais. When the person harnessed himself to Kadosh Baruch Hu, when it says malachim watzolim and mashkim layayin and san layayin and watzolim basa, the metaphor is not a metaphor for how relaxing it was. That Adam could sit with his feet on a desk or on a beach, and Malachim stood around him suddenly bossa. That's not a person not created to be idle. We know it. A person also understands, like we said before, if you give a person a choice, I'll bake a trust fund, but tonight if you sit and do nothing the rest of your life, a person would refuse it. So the Malachim Tzolim means just like. If I have a very valuable worker, I don't let him go and make lunch himself. I tell him, listen, whatever you need or want for lunch, I'm bringing it to you. You concentrate on doing what you're supposed to be doing. The more expensive and the more valuable a worker is, the more he's meshubah to me, the bigger sense of achrayus I have towards his parnasa, because he has no goals for himself. It's my job. If I have an eved, the Eved's welfare is my business. An Eved is producing work. The work is 100% mine. So it's my achrayus to take care of him because he's part of my metzias. That is an Eved's metzias. So had Adam not done the chet, had Adam not sinned, he'd be working very hard. But he'd be working kol kulei for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and b'meile his needs would be taken care of from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is one mahalach. Once Adam sinned, the sin was, the aveir of Adam was, he wanted to disengage from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now he's not shaykh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore. And he's trying to build his own world. And b'meila he's trying, and b'meila his achrayis is on himself. His achrayis of Parnassus, all mitzvahs achrayis becomes himself. That is the Mishnah of a man. That's the pshat in the Ritva. If a Kohen's Metzias is supposed to be that he's Oichel Mishulchan Gavodik Metzias, the Kohen's job is 100% of his Metzias goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And 100% of the Chayas of his Kiyam is on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he starts being Messiah Bebeis HaGranis, then he's breaking that Metzias. V'shichatem es pris ha-leviyim. It's supposed to be chelev avodaschem v'lei chelev melachtechem. It's supposed to come, it's a different mahalach. It's not the pshat, a Kohen a Levi, a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him parnasa through Trumas and Maisis. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a whole different Metzias. A Kohen still is able to pretty much retain that Metzias of Avodah and Apolocha. So that's what Ritva says. It's if he takes it because Saiv Sakonis, he's being oikid the etzem Metzias of Matnas Kehuna. It's making it Chelev Malachem and not Chelev Avodaschem, and that is what's wrong. So Chelev Avodaschem doesn't mean it's pay for the work you did, which is a mistake people make. Chelev Avodaschem means, since you're going with a mahalach of avdus, of avoda, then the chiyuv is on me. Bechlal, in a lot of in halacha you see it a lot. The mashal, leisach saim shor b'dishay. A person is not supposed to a shor that is working in tefuah has a schus to eat of the tefuah that he's working in. he's giving all his work to the Tvua and really eats from it. There's a halacha that a poel is eats and exactly like Lissachus Shabbatisha is a din on a poel. And when a poel is working on the field, then you can eat from what you're working on. It's a whole sugim b'metzia, it's a pasik, it's a peiv b'metzia, it's a sapalim. The chi of mezainis is on you. You see the minig of feeding palim in the Gemara, you see that was nohuk, the balabayas would do it. Because the balabayas completely, the balabayas was achoy for the palim b'shas their work. And a lot of the Mishnais, it seems from the Mishnais that the stam minig was that lunch would be on the balabayas. So you have two mahalchim. You have a mahalach in the Bria, where the Bria is completely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means that the whole Metzias is Shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the whole Metzias, and they get everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Avodah Mahalach. And then there's a Metzias in the Bria where the Misnatik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they get everything, their goals are their own goals, and b'meil their achrayas on themselves is on themselves. The midah of bitachin in a small life in is a sniff of emuna. If you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yochel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yodea, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachman, then you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's shayach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save you. That is a small midah of bitachin. That's the bitachin that's the outspring of emuna. There's a deeper element of bitachin. That is, it says by the goyim that they asked the goyim what's midas of bitachin, how to be magdit. It says kegomol hayonik miimoy. It's like a child who's nursing from his mother. It's not the pshat that the child looks around and says, what's the most tasty thing I can eat? And he decides, oh, to be yearning from his imoy. His mitzias is bottled to his mother, and b'meila, his mezainis is from his mother. He's still a chalik of that mitzias. He's still part of his mother's mitzias. And that's why we spoke, that's why the Moshe Avraham Avinu, as long as he was yearning, didn't stop looking for anything else, because that's still part of his, he's still part of his mother's mitzvahs. It's only when he was nigmal that he could, that it was shaykh to be misnatic emotionally also, sikhlistic also. So a person is still, that's the mahalach of a yoinik is that he's still part of his mother's mitzvahs. It's a double niflan lashon kodesh. The word, the makrim, where a child is yearning from is called Shaddai. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gives mazon to everything, to everybody in the Bria, is Shakai. It says Shaddai Velekusi Lekol Beryo Beryo. Same word, and same Shayosh HaYisum of Dai, that there's enough HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give. So the pshat is, the Shem Shakai is a pchin of Shaddai. It's a pchina where anything that's bottled to that mitzias is yonik from that mitzias. Anything that's mitzurif to that mitzias gets from that mitzias. That's the pchina of shakai nefesh baruch. The mahalach of the Rambam says when we spoke of shvita v'yevlis. So the Rambam is not. We asked why didn't the Rambam speak about truma? In Shumas, that's really where he's coming from. More than that, the Rambam, we've spoken about this a lot of times, the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah says a person shouldn't be Samech Anstaka and so on. And that's a Chilul Hashem. A person can't learn and be Samech Anstaka. The Rambam in Hilchos, the end of Zroim, in Hilchos Shmit of Yevlis, is telling us, in the world of Teva, there are two mahalchim. In the mahalach of Teva, there's a mahalach of you get for what you work for directly. That's one mahalach. And there's a second mahalach where a person gets klolius, lamashal. A person plows a field and he grows corn, so he gets the corn that he worked hard for, that he invested his koyach in, he gets that. That's one mahalach. And then it's a tit for tat. Whatever you work, that's what came out. And then you have, I'm the manager of the Lord's manor, and I'm achrayin everything. It's not the pshat that if I have to work in the field, I'll get corn, and if I work in the shoe stall, I'll have shoes. Whatever I need is his responsibility. I'm totally his eved. I totally take care of his affairs. So b'meila, just like his hand is yoinik from his stomach, and just like his feet are yoinik, and just like his eyes are yoinik, the manager is also yoinik. I'm part of his mitzias. I'm bottled his mitzias. And b'meila, my mitzias is a chelik that mitzias, and I have a chiyuv he has a chiyuv to feed me, like to feed every part of himself. So the Rambam is telling us, the gilui over here is that there's a person can't, nothing for nothing doesn't exist. So a person says, I'll learn Talmud Torah. But it's in Hilchos Talmud Torah, what he says is wrong is, the person's mitzvah Talmud Torah is dumb. I'll learn. And where I'll take money? I'll take money from tzedakah. That's wrong. The Shevet Levi is the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made his whole mitzias kulei kodesh, and he has no mitzias but kodesh. So b'meila the person himself is taking for the person himself is was a mitzvah. He knew there was a fixed 10% that would go to him. What's the shaila? The Rambam is telling us there's another mahalach that had to live in the Bria. There's a mahalach where a person lives in and he lives for himself, and b'meila, whatever he does, he gets. In that mahalach, tzedaka is repugnant because it means you didn't work. You sat and did nothing, and someone else did the work. That's matas chinam, and that's something that's very sunny. Unless chasam a person needs it, unless a person can't do it, that is a bad mahalach. There's another mahalach where the person himself is magdish himself, called kulei takarish baruch hu, and there that is also mahalach in the Bria, and that's the mahalach of tumas amaisis. It's the person is whole mitzias is just like a soldier in the army. He doesn't say himself, well, you're fighting in Iraq, so why should I give you food? Lemaisa, I mean, you didn't earn the food, you didn't plow a field, you didn't grow any corn, you didn't do anything. The teretz is, his metzias is 100% to the army. So he's somebody at the army's mazin because that's part of that metzias. That is what the Rambam is saying in Shemitah V'Yevos. He's telling us, Truma is showing us where there's such a mahalach. But that mahalach taka correctly says it. The Rambam correctly puts it at the end of Zerayim, A, because it's the whole Mahalach of Zerayim, like we'll see, it's the din of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael Bechlal, and the second thing is that it's specifically Shemitah V'Yevos is that Metzias. We'll see in the Safra. That's what Chazal said over here. First of all, that's what the Goyin means. The Goyin says, Kilikol by Dror, he says, that they, it's kedemedayri beidara and mischari ba'ara, that v'yashaftim dror is the gosim dror means that the person gets fed like a seicher and not like a relative or a cousin or whatever it is. And we asked, what's the pshat? What are the two halakim? The guy says there are two people that get chinam. There's a karev slash a karev chaver. And then there is somebody who goes around for schayra from place to place. The Goyin is being megale here, the oimek of the mahalchim of emuna. A person who, a cousin or a relative, you have a chiyuv on you to feed, because whether the person earned it or not, it's mitzidcha. If he's my karev, there's a din of ipsarach al tesalik. It's an asina that has an achrayas, but it's stuck in the achrayas. It's a stam when he comes to the Pesach. I give him a matana kol shu, and that's that. Somebody who's a cousin of mine and or a close friend of mine, because of what the kesha has been, I have the obligation and responsibility to give him a matnas chinam. That's the mahalach. An eved, as long as the eved was an eved until he was released, so that type of eved, I certainly have to feed. That's not free. I mean, he's an eved to me and he's working, so he's getting from me. That's tumuras avdus. There's another hechitimtza of that mahalach, and that is when somebody has an expense account. A person, I'm interested in people coming and giving me schayra. So I need to buy schayra. So the person goes around from town to town. I want him to come to my town so that I have schayra, so I give him free meal. I put him up and bring him to the town because that's the way in which I can have the choice of schayra to use. So the Goyen says, that's pshat mechazal, like somebody going around to be seicher in that soul. The Ram, what the Goyen is learning up in here is that Eved is while he's mishubet to the karka. Eved is very easy to see. He's on the karka, he's plowing, and I have to feed him like the animal, or else he's going to starve and not going to get work out of him. In somebody traveling on business, there's a kind of combination of his independence. He's coming because he wants to sell goods and it's for his toilets, but tachlis, it's my interest, and that's why I put him up. So the metzias of an eved, after he's meshuchar, after he's gone free already, the Torah says you have a chiv to feed him. It says after he goes free, there's 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur that he sits around and drinks and so on and so forth, and on my cheshm, I look at him as somebody that he's important. In other words, his achrayas is on me, and it's not at stuck in a goyfin. That's the mushel of, that's what the goyin says. There are two types of free eifanim. One is like my small children. I have a chiv to finance them. They're not meshubit to me. I don't get anything out of them, but it's my chiv. That's at stuck in a together. Like Chazal say take, that's how you said stocker, kol shah, is somebody that's mefinis of young children. And there's a second, I need to have customers, I need to have peddlers come all day because that's the only way I get schayra. So the giving him for free is because even though on the face of it he's an independent agent and he's working for himself, down on the bottom it's my need. He's fulfilling a need for me that he comes around and keeps offering me stock and schayra that I could sell later. That's what the guy needs of you. Let's go back to the Indian over here. In Shemitah v'Yovelis, we said there's two inyanim. There's a tzedak inyan that seems to come through, and there's the likol aretz, and a person doesn't own it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. The bottom line is that it's one inyan. Midas, the inyan is that in the herring that everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, a person the hairs that his mitzias is on a Kaddish Baruch Hu also. It's not, a person has to ask himself, and let's understand the oimik of it, because again, the shaila we placed before about what's a person's tachlis. If you tell a person you have no tachlis in the world because everything belongs to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, then what's the incentive of working? Just like under the communists, the society fell apart because there was no incentive to work. I mean, if everything belongs to the community, so what's the point of my killing myself? There's nothing is going to me. A person was created with the sheirish of Aveda is that a person can acquire or not acquire. A person can accomplish or not accomplish. Without the sense of a person doing and accomplishing, there is no world. And Bimela, that's why communism disintegrated, because there's no world, there's no mitzvahs like that. So a person needs to have that feeling, needs to have that push and understand that he's doing something. On the other hand, if a person feels that he's the one that's doing it, and it's his, and so on, then he's being koyif and a kadosh baruch hu. That's koyif vatsi yodiv also as a kolachay lazer. So one of shach. Where is a person? How does a person deherit? If he deheres him, it makes no difference what I did or how I did and so on and so forth. Then the person basically is taking away any rationale for avoda. Not only just logical rationale. There is no emotional rationale. If there is no job good done, well done, then if I gain nothing out of it, then I have nothing. There's nothing there that can push a person to work. If on the other hand the person sees the world as his own, and he can only accomplish what he accomplishes, and he only has what he did, so that's basically kfir in a certain form. That's koyche vaytzer yados as kol achay lazer. That's novel that said, you know, simri ves pishti ves meimesh asisiv, I'm not going to give to someone else. That type is wrong also. So what is the tefisa that has both in it? The teretz is the tefisa of chel vavodaschem. That the person metzias is, it has a tachlis. It goes to, if a person dedicates his metzias to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he has mishulchan gavaya. In as much as he is bottle, then he gets mishulchan gavaya, and that's his metzias. That's the pshat in the Chazal in the Safra that we asked. It's strange, the paradox of Kili Kol Ha'aretz, that imatem sheli, then you have the Aretz. The Metzius of Eretz Yisrael is, that is the mokoim for this type of avoida. The mokoim for avoida is of bitochin is Eretz Yisrael specifically. And that's why all the psukim dealing with bitochin, the big rite of them, deal in with this inyan. The kiloi keretz mitzrayim ashel meimer ashel raglecha tishte. Eretz Yisrael is tolling shamim, and that's where we also have to keep looking up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So besides the pashta element of the bitachon, the mitzias of Mitzrayim is that you pour a gallon of water, you have soil that has a gallon of water. That is the mitzias of it. You did it, and you get what you did. Mitzrayim is mlochadik. Eretz Yisrael is, in as much as you're Oyved Hashem, that's how much Geshem comes. It one has nothing to do with the other. Being Oyved HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in his inyanim, and Geshem is in your inyanim. But that's the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the place, it's the Eretz that's closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the place where it's still shayach to some degree, the chelav avodaschem. The mitzvah of a person does for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then it becomes his metzias. The Rambam puts it, all of Zrayim applies only to Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvah Sakulis Be'aretz are Zrayim. And the Pashat Tfisa is, because there's also Makom Kodesh and Shaykh, all these Kedushas. But the Tfisa of Mitzvah Sakulis Be'aretz as a whole, Trumas and Maisris and so on, are all, and Shmitas and Yevlis, all revolve around this Nekuda. The land is the makom. A person is boteach in his land. And that's his makom. And the land is where if you put work in, something comes out. The mitzias of a person on land is the closest Nekuda of Bailas. And in Halacha, there's a huge difference between Karkaris and Metaltin. And you give a loan without on karka, and that's why it's not shchiach to give a loan without karka. The principle, the metzias of a makom is yishuvadas. Beligvul halachas that go around this nekuda. But the bottom line is the makom where a person has the biggest nisayon is on the land. If you'll take a look at the very earliest. Kayin versus Hevel. So Hevel, who was a Royat Sain, gave a better carbon. He was more giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Kayin who was Eved Adama couldn't give that. Because in Adama, a person has the tefisa of his bitachon, and it's mine. This is my land. This is where I get it from. The other tefisa that Shayach is, Mitzvah Tu'is Paras tells us that we're avadim. We're oivdei Adama. It's not malacha. And whatever Eretz Yisrael gives back, it's chelav avodaschem, not chelav malachtechem. It's true in Shumas and Maisris, it's true in Shmiz Yevlis, and the Rambam says that this is the mokum where we dehear that there's another mahalach to what we're getting. So the inyan of bitachon is a different tfisa. It's not just a person that says, "Don't worry, Akash Baruch will give it to you." It's a whole different tfisa. Let's give a nafkimina. So it's easy to say, so what are you being mechazik? Mechazik emuna? Like, for this tfisa bitachon, what's a person mechazik? So I'd like to see, the pasuk says by a poel, that the poel, when he goes to work in the kerem or kamas chaveray, then he can take and eat l'savecha. You can eat whatever fills you. You can fill yourself completely on it. You can gorge yourself on it. That's fine. But it says one thing, one night. Velkel yecholoititei. You can't put any in your pocket. So, I mean, again, the Pashtun reason is because then a worker would be like a locust. I mean, he would come in with huge packets and he would empty out the balabais. I mean, that's Pashtun. But it's much more ikker than that. If your metzias is an oivet, then what is the pshat that you're taking? I mean, you have no metzias of your own. What does it mean that you're putting in your pockets? Your whole metzias is that la'avdol l'shamra. Any time when a person is teifis a chayfetz as being his, any time a person is kaveya something as his, as opposed to the general tzitzis, that's a pogam already there. And b'meila, your mahalach is something else. You've got something of yours also. Then it's a whole different cheshbon. I once heard from the mishpacha, Rabbi Ankatos Rebitzin, was Meir Yamim long after him. She was Rabbi Zalman's daughter, Nisha Gdoyla v'chashuva ad ma'id. And she, when Reb Shneya's oldest son got married in Eretz Yisrael, two of the brother-in-laws decided they would go also to Eretz Yisrael. They'd never been to Eretz Yisrael. This was the Chasna, and they felt that Reb Shneya needed someone also. So they bought tickets to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbetzin found out about it before they're going, and she asked them, "I don't understand you. You're called Kulay in the yeshiva. So where do you have money of your own? Manifshach, whatever you have, you can't take from yeshiva. So you're supposed to be completely. Going for you is there's no tzayach fit, it's not a need, it's a luxury. And b'meila, there's no makom to take it. So what's the pshat? I mean, the few dollars would make a difference. It wasn't a question of, are you allowed to take it, not allowed to take it. It's a deher of manifshach. The two mahalchim, if you're for yourself, it's got its own klolim. You have to work for yourself, earn for yourself, keep for yourself, and that's the metzias of Adam la'acha chet. It's the mahalach of the roivel. But if the mahalach of schel v'avodaschem, so what's the pshat? Where do you have something of your own? It just like it requires an understanding that this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give, it requires an understanding there's nothing to keep. Anything, any type of dream or goal or expression of kinyan is automatically a steer and akir of that mahalach. So in the mahalachim of Yevil and Shemitahs, you have the underpinnings of what these two mahalachim are. The normal mahalach abriya is that a person cut himself off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he earns for himself, keeps himself, and he has his own goals and so on and so forth. That's one half. The mahalach of bitachon with the hey idea, bitachon in the etzem etzias rebriya is that there still is a mahalach of Adam Arishon Lifnei Achet, that it's L'Avdol L'Shamra, but it's the Malachim that are Tzoylim and Misan L'Yayim. A small crack of that Metzius we have in the world of Kohanim and Leviim. They have no Nachla. A Kohen Levi doesn't have a Nachla. There's nothing that he can point to say, this is mine. I worked 70 years, this is mine. I have my little chatzar, my little bais. He doesn't. He has nothing of his own. That Metzius is a chayav avodaschem the Metzius. A Metzius where a person is mevatel himself. Kol kolei is Metzius HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And b'meila his kiyum is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tshumas HaMaisris is not a tzedakah. Tzedakah is where the person has got his own agenda, and instead of working, he wants not to work and to have from somebody else's. That's bad. That's a mita grua b'yaisa. But if a person has no mitzvahs of his own, then the kol kulay, the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is he becomes a chayav avodaschem. K'muvan, like we always say, obviously in the extreme of these two dargis, we're not shayach to. I mean, no one could ever say he's shayach to this mitzvah for chayav avodaschem. He has nothing to do, so on and so forth. But in darg, obviously, like all other midas that exist in dargis also, in as much the bitachin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because a person is makriv his life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is also in degrees. In as much as a person dehares nothing for himself, that it's not a career for himself, it's not a nachla for his children, it's not, he has what he needs, when he needs. In as much a person has that, that's the mitzias of Yoinik al-Imoy, it's the mitzias that the person is completely bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His whole, everything he has is kula avoided HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and b'meila, whatever person gets becomes chayil v'avodaschem.